Si has estudiado con el curso Mansión Auto de la Mansión del Inglés, habrías conocido el famoso detective Rick Manworth. Aquí vamos a escuchar una de sus aventuras. Intenta contestar estas preguntas. 1. Where's Rick's office? ¿Dónde está la oficina de Rick? Where's Rick's office? Number 2. Who's Brad? ¿Quién es Brad? Who's Brad? 3. Why does Brad want to kill Simone? To kill significa matar. ¿Por qué Brad quiere matar a Simone? Why does Brad want to kill Simone? Rick opened the door of his office in Manhattan. The girl was wearing a short red dress and had long brown hair.
Good afternoon, Mr. Manworth, she said. I'm Simone.
Nice to meet you, Simone. Please have a seat and tell me how I can help you, said Rick.
It's my husband. He wants to kill me.
He wants to kill you? But why?
My money, said Simone. I'm very rich and Brad wants my money. He's got a lover and they want to kill me, take the money and live together. Oh, Mr. Manworth, can you help me?
Please, call me Rick, said Rick.
Can you help me, Rick? Oh, please help me,
said Simone desperately.
You're the best detective in New York, in the world, Rick.
Rick looked at Simone carefully and slowly lit a cigarette.
Contesta las preguntas. 1. Where's Rick's office?
It's in Manhattan, New York.
2. Who's Brad?
Brad is Simone's husband.
3. Why does Brad want to kill Simone?
He wants her money. He wants to live with his lover.
Have a seat significa siéntase. Repeat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Please have a seat. To kill significa matar. He wants to kill me. I want to kill him. I want to kill you.
Lover es un amante. Repeat. Lover. A lover. He's got a lover. I've got a lover. Have you got a lover? Together significa juntos. Repeat. Together. Live together. We live together. I've got a girlfriend. We live together. Desperately es desesperadamente. Desperately es un adverbio. Muchos adverbios en inglés terminan con L-Y, L-Y. Repeat, desperately. She said desperately. Carefully significa con cuidado. Repeat, carefully. Carefully es otro adverbio. Repeat. He looked at her carefully. I worked carefully. I always work carefully. Con cuidado. Carefully. Lit es el pasado del verbo to light. Encender. Es un verbo irregular. Repeat. Light. Lit. She lit a cigarette. Have you got a light? ¿Tienes fuego? Have you got a light? Aquí, light es el sustantivo.